Two former attorneys general and ministers of justice, Joe Garte and Betty Modujisu, yesterday appeared before the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament over a judgment debt of €94 million paid to construction pioneers, CP, in 2010. However, whereas Joe Garte, who was the Attorney General and Minister of Justice from 2006 to 2008, gave an overall background to the issue, Betty Modujisu asked to be given more time. She argued that she got the invitation to appear before the committee on Thursday and would require vital documents to appraise herself of before she could testify. Correspondent Stephen Kweyi and Issa Shaibu have the details.
The appearance of the two former ministers was to enable the Public Accounts Committee Parliament to know the exact cause for the payment of a whopping sum of €94 million as judgment debt paid to construction pioneers, as contained in the 2000 report of the Auditor General on Ministries, Departments and Agencies. Mr. Dugati, who was the first to appear before the committee, raised certain legal issues concerning the conduct of the proceedings, as he had not been supplied with documents to enable him to make an informed opinion on the issue. He, however, said when he became the Attorney General from 2006 to 2008, he became convinced that Ghana had a genuine case to defend after having consulted with officials at Highways and the Attorney General's Department. Mr. Garte named some of the disputed rules as Asuntrasu Yamransa, Yamransa Hashim Odana Road, Biriwatakwadi Road, and Accra City Road project. He emphasized that the award of the Biriwatakwadi Road contract, which was initialed by Dr. Atukwa was tainted with fraud. Not only that, officials of the highways were fully satisfied that no work on the Yamransa Hashim Odana route had been undertaken, whereas construction finance officials maintained they had mobilized the site at the turn of Betty Modujisu. He suggested that because she was on oath, she needed enough time to scrutinize the documents relating to the issue and could not therefore testify as she received the invitation to appear before the committee late. The Solicitor General, Nana, also pleaded for enough time to check through the archives. He said on assumption of office, Mrs. Betty Modujisu decided to have the issue settled once and for all since enforcement proceedings had been issued in France, the UK and Belgium.
A report by our parliamentary correspondents Stephen Kweyi and Issa Shaibu.